All right, let's rock and roll. We're back here on The Word with G. Here on ESPN Chattanooga. Greg Larner here, you there. We're rolling with you until 2, and now it's time for us to have a conversation with the UTC women's basketball coach. He is one of my favorites. Get an opportunity to talk to him. We've talked to him a lot over the last couple of weeks, months, what have you. Sean Poppy is here with us. Unfortunately, not in studio. Coach, welcome back. How are you?
Gee, I appreciate you having me, brother. Sorry I'm not there with you today. We're getting ready to get right back into it. There is no rest for the weary.
Good.
Right back to it.
Good. As that's what I like to hear. As long as that's why you couldn't be in studio. I mean, I love when you bring the trophy in and you're here and we're having a good old time. Maybe you bring your son in. He's always a good time to have in studio too. But yeah, we're happy to have you back. And I did want to talk to you a little bit about just your experience in the NCAA tournament, getting an opportunity to go back to Blacksburg and play Virginia Tech. And you kind of were sticking with them there in the first quarter for a little bit. Then they separated a bit on you guys. But talk to me about that experience for you and that experience for your girls and your team getting an opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it was a little bittersweet as we headed up there. Mm-hmm. To have to go back and play some, obviously, kids that I have great relationships with, a head coach that's done so much for me in my career, but also, as a friend. But I tell you what, they ran a first-class event. Our kids really got the true NCAA experience, in the big dance. I think for me personally, it kind of hit me as we walked through the tunnel and there's 9,000 people sitting there ready to try to make some noise. And, full circle for myself because I've been there when there was 300. And yeah. So I thought our kids competed their tails off. We struggled to score, obviously. We kind of knew that coming in. I thought defensively we gave them some fits at times. We kind of got to the end of the third quarter and down 15, and I thought if we could get a couple baskets, get it to, that 9-10 mark, that we could maybe make a deep run late in the game. We missed some open ones. They come down and transition and bury a couple, and then we kind of never could get back within fighting distance. But super proud of our kids and how they handled themselves. And, again, I'm glad they got a chance to experience the Mecca.
Yeah. And when you look at this program, and you mentioned you guys are getting right back after it again here today, and no rest for the weary, how do you progress this program forward? How do you keep this momentum going now? And what are you guys doing in terms of recruiting and bringing in players and just, I guess, improving on the players that are coming back? A girl like Raven Thompson, who was outstanding this year for you, how do you go about progressing this team forward now and saying, all right, we got to a nice step here. We got to the tournament. We were a 16 seed. Let's win the SoCon now, and let's win not only the regular season championship, the tournament championship, and let's try to make some noise in the NCAA tournament. How do you go about doing that as the head coach in year two?
Yeah, I think that, the first and foremost, we spent all year this year directly attacking culture. Mm-hmm. And, I mentioned it numerous times that I felt like if we stuck to that, that we could collectively come together and win enough games. Now, it obviously comes in the fashion of getting to 20 and winning the conference tournament championship and experience the big dance. But, what we have returning is very, very good culture kids. And, I think we got to springboard the momentum with how we develop this offseason. They know me now, right? It's not them learning me and me learning them. That group I have coming back, they'll give everything for this program, for this university, and do things the right way. And so as we work to add to their games, I think it's very important that they instill the culture in this next group that this is how we do things here, or we don't do that here. And so what it allows us as coaches is you don't have to really, really seek out the culture things. It's in place. And I think it allows us to build them to be a little bit better basketball players. I've been open and honest in conversations with – say somebody like Raven Thompson. She's been phenomenal for us. She's got in the gym and we fine-tuned some things, but I've not added anything to her game. Mm-hmm. And why? We were so invested in the culture and how do we work and mentality and all those kind of things that the game came natural, but now I'm excited because all those are in place. And now we get to really, truly get to step two. of adding some different things so that when she sees length like she does at a Power Five, you know, it was really Power Five all year, Tennessee, Alabama, Virginia Tech, she struggled. And so for me, how do I add some things that she can be effective? It don't matter who we play. And so that's what I'm looking forward to with this group we have returning. And I really like our freshman class that we signed in the fall. Now we got to get a couple more out of the portal. We know that. I'm sitting here on the phone with you. I got an iPad watching film. I got a computer that's going film. But of course, I still got the Masters in the background. You know that golf ain't going too far.
Absolutely. It is Masters week. That's going to be fun to watch this week. And again, we're hanging with Sean Poppy, the UTC women's head basketball coach. And you talk about the culture and building that and establishing that. Where did you, and this is your first stint as a head, you know, basketball coach for a college program. Where did you gain that experience and the knowledge of how you wanted to build this culture? Where did that come from? Was it stops that you had taken? Was it how you grew up? How did you develop personally the culture that you've implemented here at UTC?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it does go all the way back to, you know, my childhood. One, I was raised inside my own family. I was telling a story to a recruit actually last night. And I told her, I said, you know, I grew up in my family had a nursery business, like trees and landscaping stuff. And it was a lot of hard work. My other side, my mom's side was, you know, farming community. I was taught what hard work looked like. Now, it also taught me what in the heck I didn't want to do the rest of my life, right? So there's a piece of that, too. But then going into my high school career, my high school coach did a phenomenal job with the culture. It didn't matter if you were the best player or the, you know, 12th man. He was holding you accountable to the standard of what we live by. And now you could do it a little bit different back then, you know, it's how you coached.
Yeah.
But you fast forward that I feel like every successful place I've been, the culture was something established and it was consistent. And I think that I felt like I was a really good basketball coach and I could do it until I got to Virginia Tech. And then I really realized what it looked like to instill it in your own program and how to do it. And I think in today's world, it's all about relationships. You know, it used to be more the drill sergeant mentality. That's no longer. And, you know, there's a lot of conversations out there of, oh, people are changing. And yeah, rightfully so. We all are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you got to adapt. And I think that watching how Kenny Brooks did it and taking the blueprint from there to here and then putting my own touch on things, right? I'm not him and he's not me, but he's also taught me so much of what it looks like. And I think when you can establish relationships and kids can know where it's coming from, you know, it's not out of, you know, insult or going at somebody personally, but more so holding you a standard of making you the best you could possibly be because I love you. And when you have a culture like that, kids will run through the wall for you. They'll sacrifice for one another. And I think that if you can contain or can consistently do that on a day-to-day basis, you're going to have a chance to succeed.
Sean Poppy, again, our guest, the women's head basketball coach for UTC here on The Word with G with us. And you got a pretty prestigious award. You were awarded the Spalding Maggie Dixon NCAA Division I Rookie Coach of the Year Award. Talk to us about what it means to have won that award and just everything that it sort of encompasses and just how much it says about what you were able to do here at UTC in year number one and kind of taking everything with that culture and putting into practice and it really paying off for you and this program.
Yeah, absolutely. It was obviously an honor to get that call. It's not something that I come into here, and that's something that I was striving for personally. You know, it just kind of organically happened. But honored to be a part of that list. I mean, there's some big, big names that have been put on that list, obviously, by getting the award in their rookie year. I think more, probably deeper than that, is obviously Maggie was a phenomenal basketball coach that unfortunately passed away at too early of an age. She had a lot to give to this game and obviously to people. So it's a little deeper, you know, knowing that that I can hopefully represent something that her name is on. And I'm obviously honored and all those things proud, but I'm really most proud of my kids because everything that we just talked about of them buying in and sacrificing for one another and believing in us got the results enough to where, you know, we get this award. I know my name's on it, and it's really neat, but this is a UTC Women's Basketball Award because without my kids buying in and doing what they did, that award doesn't exist here. So I'm glad that they get the recognition. It's obviously a big time award when it comes to recognition nationally, and I'm proud that we won that award absolutely in our first year.
Talk to me a little bit about the state of women's college basketball, because obviously it was a big topic of conversation this whole NCAA tournament with what Caitlin Clark was able to do in lifting Iowa to the finals there against LSU, and the bravado that she played with, and then the swagger that Angel Reese displayed in that game, in the championship game, kind of taunting a little bit of what Caitlin Clark had to do. And I didn't really read too much into what both players did. It's just, you know, it's trash talk. It's kind of the gamesmanship. It's back and forth. And, you know, it's competitors really going at it. Talk to me about the state of women's college basketball and where it is right now, because it seems like it's really getting to a new height here with these heroes and villains within the game and these really great players and different personalities as coaches and players and just everything that sort of encompasses that.
No, absolutely. I think it's in the best place it's been, definitely in my time, which I know it's only grown from when I first got into it. I mean, the amount of viewers that watched the national championship game, the Final Four, the people that were in attendance. I was actually at the Final Four games. It was packed, and it was an atmosphere. And, you know, I think to be honest with you, there's a couple things. First and foremost, the players have gotten so much better.
Yeah.
I mean, the talent level that's running through our game right now, from the youth all the way through college, all the way to the highest level, we're seeing just better players all around than we've seen in a long time. And I think what we're seeing is women doing some things that you're used to seeing guys do.
Mm-hmm.
And we've not seen that on the women's side, so it brings a different story. You know, what Caitlin Clark does, she literally looks like Steph Curry out there.
Yeah.
And I think it brings attention. You know, what Angel Reese does with a little bit of her swag, her physicality, she does some things that some really good men's players have done. And I know there was some, you know, trash talk, and it got negative all over the social media world, and then I'm sure some media coverage. I think looking deeper at it's no different than what we've seen a long, long time on the men's side. It's just first time we've seen it on our side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with two competitors going at each other, and you know, I think it probably started with Caitlin. She's got a little swag, and Reese was responding to it, really.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm really excited about where we're going. On our side, the attention that we're getting, the recognition, you know, I think more specifically inside of just Chattanooga, I mean, these conversations I've had, been fortunate enough to be part of your show numerous times now, and I think it's because people care about women's basketball. You're an unbelievable dude, a great show, but to reach out to us and continue to help give us a spotlight, little things like this matter. That's why I tend to not say no to any of them, because I want to make sure we share our story. I think we got an unbelievable story, not only in our sport, but here in Chattanooga, and I want to share that to the people in our community, in our state. Come watch. It's something that I think will continue to grow. We just got to continue to get the right attention.
That's right. Well said. Sean Poppy again, hanging with us here, women's basketball coach for UTC. I got two more for you, Coach, and I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up this tweet that you tweeted out there during the women's championship game, where you said, "I better not get a single warning next year after watching these games." Hashtag just saying. Yeah, I got a little physical there on Kim Mulkey's part, where I know you get a little emotional and you bring that high energy on the sidelines. What did you think of the way that things were officiated and just kind of with that tweet, that meaning there?
Yeah, you know, and I think it kind of goes back to everything we just talked about, right? Is that for whatever reason in the women's side, you know, passion on the sidelines, passion on the court, I don't know if it's ever been seen and maybe even welcomed, right? And so I think for me is, and when people ask me about it, I said, well, I know you watch a lot of men's basketball. Does anyone say that Tom Izzo gets too excited on the sidelines? Does anyone say, you know, and you go through the list, it's something you see in every game.
Mm-hmm.
And on the women's side, I think, you know, what you're seeing is some more personalities, but also just some passion. You're trying to win a basketball game, and you're trying to fight tooth and nail and give everything you can for your girls. And, I think sometimes, me personally, I do have some passion, and it gets misconstrued of trying to I don't know, maybe take the show over, and referees tend to not like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many times you got to explain, I'm not getting on you. This is me trying to encourage my kids, and my passion leads to them and what they give back. And my point is, I've been warned quite a bit, and I look nothing like Kim Mulkey running up and down the sideline on the court. So, just saying, right?
Just saying. Yep. I feel you. I feel you for sure. And, the last one I have for you is I need to know, do you have yourself a Poppy t-shirt yet?
What a hit that's become.
I got to get me one of those.
Stopped by, they said, what are your thoughts? We're looking at making the silhouette and putting on a shirt. And I said, if you guys think it's going to help get a couple more people in the stands, I'm all for it. And thinking, okay, it's just going to kind of, be pushed to the side. And when they put that social media out, it's obviously now part of our marketing with season tickets. The amount of text and calls, I was actually hitting our people up, like, how do we get more shirts? So, I'm definitely getting one. It was more so I was going to put it up on my wall more than wearing, but it's become a hit. So whatever can give us good attention, I'm for.
Yeah, I love it. It's and if you do get one and you have one that's not just on the wall, next time you're in studio, I would definitely love for you to don that. And I just texted Ann to see how I can get my hands on one because I need to get one.
We'll get you one. I promise you that.
All right.
Consider it a done deal.
Appreciate it, Coach. Again, Sean Poppy has been our guest here on The Word with G. Always love getting an opportunity to talk to you, Coach. I'm so happy for all your accomplishments and what you guys have done here so early on with this program. And I'm really happy, and I appreciate the kind words that if we can help any bit, push the game of women's basketball forward for you guys. And here in Chattanooga, I'm happy that we're able to do it. And keep doing your thing, because there's a lot of great things on the horizon, not only for you, but for this program.
No, I sure appreciate it. Like I said, I really enjoy talking with you. You're obviously first class. Anytime I can be a part of it, I'd love to. I got one more thing for you before you let me go, though.
Sure.
Who you got in the Masters this week?
Oh, gosh, I've been so wrapped up in my UConn Huskies because I am a Connecticut kid.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Brother. Boy,
Strive.
Ran through the inside.
Strive for five, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know how you cannot consider UConn a blue blood in on the men's side of things. They are phenomenal.
That is absolutely a very valid point, and I would say that they need to be in that conversation.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, they do. When it comes to the Masters, can I take the easy way out and just go Scottie Scheffler just because he's been on fire?
Fair enough.
I would love to see Joel Damon win it. I don't know if you've watched the Full Swing documentary on Netflix. But
absolutely.
Yeah. I'm
one of them guys that don't. I don't know. I'm just out here.
Yeah.
One of them guys.
Yeah. I don't even know if he's playing in the Masters. I have no idea. But he's a guy that is is a guy that's fun to watch. And obviously Kashmir Keith here, Keith Mitchell from Chattanooga, he would be a guy that I would love to see win it. He was on Press Row, I believe, last week as well. So what about you? Who do you have? What are you thinking?
You know what? I'm going to be there Sunday.
Ooh. So
I wouldn't mind, just because I'm going to be there. And I'm not that I'm a huge fan. I mean, I don't not like him, but I'm going to go with Rory.
Okay.
Being able to finally complete the Grand Slam. And if I could see that in person, it's something you would never, you always would have a story. I was there when he finished the Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, that would be a good story. He's a guy that's been so up and down. I remember going into one of the last couple of tournaments. He was, I remember on Press Row, they were talking about him, Rahm or Scheffler, like who's the best golfer in the world right now. And then Rory played and didn't even make the cut, so he's been very up and down. I'd like to see him get back, and when he's on, I mean, he's dialed in. So, that would be a good story if you can see that. So, hey, look, enjoy the Masters. I'm a little disappointed I didn't get the invite to come with you, but that's okay. I won't hold it against you.
I'm going to take my pops. It's his 60th birthday on Monday.
Very nice.
It's a bucket list for him, so I'm excited to get down there. Of course, it's supposed to rain, but hey, does it ever rain in Augusta?
Yeah, it shouldn't. It should be disallowed there, especially at this time for the Masters. But, Coach, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Go enjoy the workout, the practice that you all have coming up this afternoon. And enjoy the Masters on Sunday, man. And happy Easter as well.
Yeah, appreciate it. There's a lot going on. But, again,
absolutely.
Thanks for having me, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. There he goes, Sean Poppy, right here on The Word with G. Went a little bit long, but always worth the conversation when it comes to Sean Poppy.